This is Living the RV Dream, episode 47 for Friday, March 9, 2018.
I'm riding with my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Well, hello, happy campers, happy Friday, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. We are living the RV dream, for sure. If you don't know me, my name is Robert Morales. I have a YouTube channel called Traveling Robert. And although we are not full-timing, we are kind of part-timing it at the time. I'm a full-time YouTuber, but part-timing it in the RV lifestyle with a Winnebago travel trailer, a 19-footer. We like it a lot. Although I've done so many modifications, and one of these days I'm going to make a podcast episode, you know, enumerating all the modifications I've done to that travel trailer. But anyways, if you've been watching my YouTube channel, you saw that I put two unscheduled videos midweek about the Miami Carnival, which here in Miami, in true Spanish fashion, is called Carnaval Miami. That's how they advertise it. And this is just one of the many events that Carnaval Miami has. And this was called the Carnival on the Mile, which happens in Coral Gables. And I'll be honest, in years past, it used to be better. You know, they had used to have more jazz bands, more acts, you know, from different places. Lately, it's been mostly local bands. And yeah, they got a couple of people who flew in from New York. But the audio quality, they changed the sound, whatever company did the audio. And it wasn't the best this time. But still, it was very enjoyable. I always enjoy the place, you know. And they have one of the booths in front of one of the wine shops in Miracle Mile there, that they have very nice IPAs, and that's where I stopped in between stages. They used to have three stages, now they only have two, which is good and it's bad. It's good in a way because both stages are very close to each other, so it's just a two block walk, and you can see the different bands. Anyways, that's what we did last weekend, and those were those two videos. And I think for the most part people liked them. I want to apologize because this podcast episode is going to come out a little late. I am recording it on Friday morning because yesterday, you know, this really old friend of mine, this guy, we grew up together, really. It's probably my oldest friend, Ariel. He came to visit from Cuba. He still lives on the island. So, you know, I spent most of the day with him, you know, catching up. I hadn't seen him like in 15 years. So we had a lot to catch up on. And it was good. But the result was that I didn't have time to prepare or record the podcast. I usually record the podcast on Thursdays just to have it ready for Saturday. But that was really cool. That was really cool hanging out with Ariel. And he's doing well, actually, for living on the island. He works for the American Embassy. So he's... coming up next, this afternoon, we are leaving for Key Largo. And hopefully the weather improves, because I was looking out the window and it's kind of gloomy out there. But it's always... a good break to go to the Keys. It's gonna be like an hour drive, an hour and a half maybe, and we're gonna relax, you know, unplug for the weekend, and I might record some video for a future Traveling Robert episode for YouTube. Another cool thing that happened this week: I was interviewed by KCXL, is a radio station from Kansas City, for the Junkin' by Trunk show, which actually it's going to air this Saturday, tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central. So that was cool. You know, they asked me about what I did on YouTube and my you know, RVing and how I started RVing, and my music, of course, and all that. So that's what's been going on. Now, let's go to the mail, because I have a little bit of mail here from you guys. The first one comes from Joe Russo, and it's not Joe Russo, the one that has the YouTube channel. We're the Russos. This is another person, and he says, "Hello, Robert. We just bought our first RV, a 23-foot travel trailer, Gulfstream, Gulf Breeze, 23 CBI, I guess. And we live in Deerfield Beach. Pretty neat RV trailer with a double slide out. We're going to be attending Jeep Beach in Daytona Beach at the end of April. Do you recommend or advise any campgrounds in Daytona Beach? We'll see you on the road one of these days. Thanks, Joe." And to be honest about it, I have never stayed in Daytona Beach, so I replied and told him that. But if you're looking for a campground, still, in my opinion, and there, it's not as good as it used to be, but the All-Stays Camp and RV is the best app for the job. So just look in the general area of Daytona Beach, and the app usually lists all the campgrounds and state parks and all that stuff. Okay, Jason Carter writes, "Robert, love your channel and just started listening to the podcast. So I have a question. Maybe you can answer on the podcast. You keep saying you would like to get a bigger RV that you could full-time in, something like a Class C from the sound of things. But don't you think, since you like to get out and explore, it would be better to get a bigger, better tow vehicle and just upgrade your travel trailer or get a fifth wheel? Then you could still unhitch and explore areas you visit. It doesn't make much sense to me unless you are going to pull behind a car with your Class C RV. You know you want a truck, right? A truck." Well, you know, my perspective might change in the future, but for the time being, I would like to be able to downsize enough that I could have a small Class C or even a B plus, that I didn't have to have a tow vehicle behind me. And I don't think anybody makes what I want. I've been thinking also about a truck camper, because it would be really nice to have the ability to have a four-wheel drive. So, but we are not there yet. I don't think we're going to be 100% full-time in for a couple of years, so we'll see. The next step, I think, is going to be the small Class C or B-plus under 25 feet long, and see how that happens. I don't see myself ever, never say never, of course, but I don't see myself ever getting a fifth wheel or a large tow behind. Just because I wanna be nimble, you know, mobile. I might get up to a 25 feet long travel trailer, but no longer than that. And I don't, probably even no slides at that point. I might get something like an Airstream or you know, I don't know. We'll see. But I don't want to be over 25 feet long. I want to be able to go to all the national parks, all the state parks, you know, be able to camp virtually anywhere. And the bigger you get, the less options you have. Of course, it's more comfortable inside for those rainy days. But still, we'll see. Maybe I'll get a big Class A towing a Jeep behind. That would be another option. But I think our RVing style will change as we grow older, and maybe after we've seen all the national parks and all the small places, we'll want to change that lifestyle and stay 3 months at a time at an RV park. Who knows? But okay, that's my answer. It is a very valid a question. Because maybe when we are truly full-timing, we need more space inside. And then we will get something bigger. I have another question, another comment from Pam. "Hey, Robert, my suggestion for the podcast rename would be Living the RV Dream Free My RV. Just a quick thank you for lifting my spirits. I purchased a brand new travel trailer last year. And as to date myself, my most frequent travel destinations is the RV repair shop." Oh, well, sorry to hear that, Pam. "Whenever I feel like it will never happen, I listen to your podcasts and travel blogs, and my spirits are lifted, and I am once again hopeful. I keep my headset at work on all day. We'll be attending the Sacramento RV show March 8th. Oh, that was yesterday. Okay. There will be a pleasure way dealer at the show. I like them also. Keep singing. Thank you, Pam. And yeah, pleasure way. And actually, if you want to see the pleasure ways, I'm going to recommend you guys a YouTube video. There's this YouTube channel. He's called Humble Road. And he just did a video of all the pleasure ways that he likes. He did it at the Tampa show. But he did a really good job. He's a funny guy, cool guy. I met him at Tampa also. And yes, and I like the pleasure ways. I particularly like the XLTS model, which is a super plus. What am I calling it? It's a B plus, a wide body, and it has a great bathroom, which is something that I don't understand how you can have an RV, the van dwellers, and you don't have a bathroom. It's like. That's the most important part of the RV, almost, in my opinion. So it has a great bathroom. It has a nice bed in the back. It's very well distributed in the floor plan. And Pleasure Way is very, from what I hear, is very high quality, a very very good craftsmanship, and has a large tanks. You know, it's all good. The storage I don't think is the best, but. You know, something's gotta give, right? You cannot have everything. In the RV world, everything is always a compromise. If you want to be nimble, and that's my idea, just be able to park it almost anywhere without having a second vehicle. At least for our beginning years, full timing. Yeah, that's more or less what we want. Now I'm gonna give you a destination of the week, and this was my throwback Thursday video yesterday, which I'm pretty much recounting my first year RVing, and every Thursday I'm putting a different video. And this Thursday, it was our Red Coconut RV park video, and Red Coconut was a place that a friend of mine, actually, he was the band leader. That I used to play with for many years, Roberto Gomez, his name. He's an older guy. He just celebrated his 78th birthday. But he used to have an RV, he and his wife. And he told me that his favorite place in the world was this place where you would park the RV right on the sand, right next to the water. And well, we did it, and this was almost 4 years ago. We went to the Red Coconut. It was great. We weren't able to get a waterfront site, but we got the next best thing, which was a site on the corner. It's actually, I remember the number even, site 18, from which you could see the water and the sand. You didn't pay for oceanfront, but the only drawback is that it was right next to the path where everybody was coming in and out of the beach. So you would have people going back and forth all day right next to your patio, which was fine. I mean, so that's before I forget, that's located on Fort Myers Beach. And this is part of Estero Island. This, you know, the barrier island there. It's a pretty nice beach. It's not as good as Destin or Clearwater, but it's nice. And it's a quiet area. And on the intercoastal side, you also have the Matanzas Preserve. Is it called the Matanzas? No. Let me find out. Yes, it is called the Matanzas Pass Preserve. And you have a bunch of trails, nature trails. You can see them. And my mouse is gone. What happened here? It's the Estero Bay Aquatic Preserve, you know, and it looks like most of Florida, but it's very nice. Then, of course, you have the Fort Myers Beach downtown. It is called Times Square. And this is an area, though, they have the sunset celebration every day, like, you know, like in Key West or Clearwater, for that matter. And they have a pier, and they have a bunch of restaurants, and weekend nights they have live bands. And, you know, it's a nice place to go in the evening, you know, have a beer or two. And it's even kind of walking distance from, if you don't mind walking at night on the street, it's about a mile walk, So it's not so bad from Red Coconut. There's also this restaurant right next door to the Red Coconut RV Park called the John Canoe on the beach, and has great fried fish. Very cool. Well, I don't have any news or tips of the weeks or Nomad news or anything like that because, as I said, I didn't have much time to prepare this week for... It's been an eventful week. Let's just put it that way. And yesterday I spent the day catching up with my friends. So that's all we're going to do today. I just want to remind you that, you know, to check out my YouTube channel, of course, which is Traveling Robert. And... check out all the links that I put in the video description. Some of those are affiliate links, and if you purchase on Amazon by following one of those links, even if you don't purchase the thing that I have there, I get a little bit of a commission. And that's always great because that supports, you know, the podcast and my videos and all that good stuff, you know. And also I have a Patreon account, patreon.com/travelingrobert. If you want to support the show, you can give me $1, $5, $20. If you give $20 a month, however, you do get a credit at the end of my videos and as an executive producer. So that's all I'm gonna say today. I hope you come back next Friday for another episode. Again, my name is Robert Morales, living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle free in my RV. See you on the road. Oh, wait, before I go, song of the week. This is one of the first pieces of music, tune of the week. Yeah, this is one of the first pieces of music that I ever composed for one of the videos. Of course, the music, all the music in my videos is composed by me. And this is called California Road Trip. Enjoy.